BBC Newcastle Radio for the North East. I'm having a good gossip. She is the born and bred Newcastle lass who shot to fame when she came screaming and shouting onto our screens in 2011. Never one to shy away from the truth and telling it how it is, the Scorpio star of Geordie Shore, Vicky Pattinson, has now put pen to paper and has written a warts and all autobiography, and she joins me. So, you're looking good, girl.
Thank you very much, Pat.
You are only in your mid-20s.
That's very kind of you.
You are, aren't you?
26.
Oh, get away. Hello, love. Why write your autobiography now?
Oh, it is a question that a lot of people have been asking us, and I do understand, do you know what I mean? A lot of people think you've not done anything, you've barely lived. How on earth can you have the audacity to write an autobiography? But the thing is, it's not a whole story of my life. It's just a story of where I am so far. And I just wanted to put a lot of things down that I've been going through and a lot of stuff that I've kept, well, a sort of dignified silence on. As dignified as I can get, anyway. Yeah, and there was a lot of things that I wanted to clear up. And I want to tell my story on an awful lot of stuff.
And I suppose if you're in the spotlight, you've got a platform. And also, in a, you know, it's in one way cathartic and also it's capitalising.
That's fair enough. It was a very cathartic experience for me. There was a lot of stuff that I've been through in the last couple of years that being sort of very typically northern, I didn't discuss or chat about. I just pushed down and
what stuff?
Well, there was a lot of things that I went through last year during me arrest and me court case and things like that. I had suicidal thoughts and was almost depressed. I had post-traumatic stress disorder, and I mean, I wouldn't even know the first way to sort of bring that up in conversation with me friends. So it was good to chat to someone and put it out there and sort of explain to people that.
Are people sympathetic about that bit of your life? I was scanning through the book yesterday and you seem to be deeply remorseful.
Yeah, I'm incredibly contrite about everything that happened and everything that I did last year. And I think people are split, and I don't blame them. What I did was deplorable, but at the same time, I have felt true contrition for it, and I am still really sorry. And I'm sort of doing everything I can to make amends.
And you say that you're a different Vicky now. Vicky wouldn't go to different places. Vicky's more grounded. Do you think in some weird way that the experience has done you good?
I think I'm a firm believer in like fate and everything happening for a reason. I struggle to work out what the reason for that was at the time. But I suppose I was on a road to nowhere. I was very upset and very unhappy with my life and what how I was behaving and what I was doing, and I think I needed a real wake-up call, and something like this, horrendous though it was, has made me stand up and take notice and realise I can't behave like that, and I do need to deal with my emotions and my feelings head on rather than just push them down, because as we all know, they'll just explode.
Talking to Vicky from Geordie Shore, let's go back to the beginning. What was life like before Geordie Shore?
It was a much simpler time. You know, it was, I've always loved growing up in Newcastle and being from the northeast. I've been a sort of massive fan of its nightlife. And I was always,
no.
I know, it may shock you, but I did enjoy a good night out. I've always worked in town, whether it was closed shops or bars or clubs. And I've always gone out, had a massive, great big circle of friends, a great big family. We've all enjoyed partying, going out and just being sociable. So it was.
You're very close to your mum and your nana, aren't you?
Yeah, my mum and my grandma.
What does grandma say about everything?
My grandma is so, like, I thought, like, I was probably more scared about her finding out certain, like, elements of the book. But she's very open-minded. Yeah, Mavis is.
Where does Mavis live?
She's from, which is Wall's End, which is Hadrian Park, right, near Battle Hill.
Is she listening?
I don't know, she might be.
Hello, Mavis, pet, if you're listening. Like.
Mavis and David. You know what? They're just so supportive and so lovely that in their eyes, I don't think I could do anything wrong. And I think just a bit of a dark horse ourselves.
Can I ask, what does Grandma think about you having sex on television?
Everyone's mortified by that, Jonathan. Everyone is mortified. I think my grandma, oh God, I hope my grandma isn't listening. I think she thinks I'm a bit of an actress. But my mum knows the truth, obviously, and is mortified by that.
And mum is... Mum runs a charity, doesn't she?
She does. She's managing fund director for the Chronicle Sunshine Fund.
Okay. So did she go, Victoria?
She never Sunday named me, no. But I did get a bit of silent treatment, definitely. I mean, it's been 4 years I've been on TV, and I think it's happened twice in 4 years. So, like, the ratio's not that bad.
So you don't have sex on telly all the time, then?
I don't make a regular thing of it.
It's just twice it's happened in 4 years.
Twice in 4 years, man.
OK, we're talking to Vicky from Geordie Shore. It's 11:15.
BBC Newcastle, proud to be part of the BBC.
Vicky Banson from Geordie Shore is in. Personally, I love her. I've interviewed Vicky several times and she's lovely. Obviously, Vicky knows that people have varying opinions. That song was Rude by Magic, which many would think Geordie Shore was.
Oh, very controversial, isn't it?
Listen, you went to university in Liverpool.
I did.
What did you study?
I did drama, media and cultural studies.
So did you come out with stuff?
I came out with bits, yeah. I got a 2-1.
Okay. Have you been able to do anything with that or not?
Well, I feel as though I am putting the drama to good use.
you've got a great head on your shoulders. To say you went to uni, you were quite academic at school, I think. So what was the career you wanted to map out for yourself?
I think for me it would change weekly, if not daily, when I was younger. One day I wanted to be sort of the Carrie Bradshaw of Britain, you know what I mean, a journalist, high flying and sort of living a really glamorous lifestyle. The next, I wanted to be working behind the scenes in TV. And then I just want to travel. The only thing that has remained sort of steadfast in all of my ambitions and dreams was that it couldn't be predictable. I didn't want to wake up every day and do the same thing. And I know some people like routine and some people like predictability, but not me.
I'd love to see you read the news because I think you did want to be a newsreader, didn't you?
I think at one point, yeah, I did sort of want to give that. Weather girl, could you not see us doing that?
Yeah, I can.
I could have gave that a go. Yeah. I wanted to do everything.
Why not, I suppose. You're very honest in the book that you wanted to be rich and famous.
Yeah.
So you must have been delighted when Geordie Shore came along.
The road to rich and famous wasn't as easy as I originally anticipated. I mean, I thought when I went to uni, I was just going to get sort of like discovered sitting in the SU bar and land apart on Hollyoaks. You know what I mean? And my life was going to turn upside down. It was going to be dead exciting. I did get a break in the sort of form of Geordie Shore, but it wasn't all smiles and roses. No.
And I was reading last night, I went to bed with you last night, darling.
Oh, you're not the first pet.
And we weren't on TV. But when Gaz, who I know has done quite well for himself financially, when Gaz got the part, he was sending MTV producers pictures of his winky woo. Who would do that?
Ah, you've answered your own question, haven't you, Gaz? He would do
but
it.
But it's not normal. That's what people say. Why would you do that?
I mean, I don't have a penis, and if I did, I would not be sending pictures of it to anyone. I can firmly say that. But Gaz is a different breed. He's a different kettle of fish.
How would he think that anybody would even want the pictures? I mean, you know, this is a professional television company.
Well, I think not only was he onto something, he was also right, because look where it got him. It got him on Geordie Shore, which is the most popular show on MTV, one of the most popular reality TV shows in the country. And exactly like you say, he's not doing bad for himself. So maybe we should all start sending pictures of our willies.
You didn't seem in the book to ever hesitate about being on the show, did you?
No, not for one second did I sort of think about the repercussions of what I was doing. I embarked on it very naively. I was just so excited. At the time, I was working in a call centre, which, given me penchant for hating predictability, I hated. And I wanted to do... I considered this my big break. Mm. So I grasped it with both hands and didn't think about any of the consequences.
Is it the older generation who slag you lot off? I mean, I've just had a text from Bob in Ashington calling it utter trash, wouldn't give it 10 seconds of his time.
Oh, calm down, Bob.
Is it, I mean, are you used to that? Does it hurt you? How do you feel?
I think when I first started doing Geordie Shore, I was desperate for everyone to realise that, like, we weren't taking ourselves too seriously and we weren't out to give the entire North East a bad name. But now it's water off a duck's back.
Don't ever go home and go, oh, God, they said I'm trash.
No, I'm sorry. I mean, I have no opinion of Bob from Ashington whatsoever. And I personally think having no opinion of a person is worse than having a bad one.
Was the family supportive? Mum and dad and grandma and granddad and so?
Predominantly, yeah. I mean, there's been times when I've tested them to their utmost. You know what I mean? I haven't exactly made their lives easy over the last couple of years with my antics. But at the end of the day, I am their daughter and I'm doing something that does make us happy. And I have done a lot of amazing things over the last couple of years. I've had a number one selling DVD, the number one selling DVD in the whole country at Christmas.
Which was?
Vicky 7 Day Slim.
Right.
And then I've just recently managed to get myself a number one Times bestseller. So, I mean, although some of my antics on Geordie Shore may not exactly be sort of the most admirable things in the world, there are certainly things I've done outside and certainly things I've used Geordie Shore as a platform to create that I can be proud of.
How have you found the limelight? Because it can be a double-edged sword.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think there are times when I love it. And I sort of feel very fortunate and very lucky. For example, if a young girl tweets us and says I'm an inspiration or I've helped her get away from sort of a nagging, like a bad boyfriend or whatever, or I've helped her with her weight issues, then it does feel really rewarding and I'm pleased that I am where I am.
You've got a heck of a lot of followers on Twitter. They've all been tweeting me. Thank you for the retweet.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
Are people generally friendly when they recognise you?
It is overwhelming sometimes when people recognise you and they tell you such lovely things. The reaction is 95% of the time positive.
And is this younger people or older people?
Our main demographic is, I think, sort of like 16 to 30. So, yeah, I think it is younger people who tend to love her. But a lot of the time I'll be sitting on the train and have someone approach us and ask for a photo for their daughter because they sit and watch it together. And he's 40 plus or 50 plus or whatever, and he's just as lovely as someone who'd be 16.
Can we? Do you mind just going back to the well-publicised brawl in the bar, which got you into trouble?
Okay.
Did that stem from someone recognising you? I'm guessing you wish you'd handled it differently.
I do wish I'd handled it differently. Whether I was famous or not, what I did was completely out of order. The situation was, it escalated very quickly. And it was because, I mean, we were filming in there that night, weren't we? We were attracting a lot of attention. And I was just, I had a terrible attitude and approached the situation completely incorrectly. I think something like that can happen if you are in the limelight or if you aren't. It's all just based on how you deal with it. And unfortunately, I dealt with it in a very bad way.
And from that, you had quite a dark time with suicidal thoughts and stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I faced something like, I think it was almost an 8-month, 9-month court process, which was horrible. It was completely horrendous.
I mean, obviously, you will say, I bought it on myself.
Couldn't agree more, yeah.
And you ended up with community service.
180 hours.
Okay. Have you completed that now?
I haven't. No, I'm still completing it.
And in the book, you say, you know, my life is unpredictable and it's mad. And one minute I'm doing a photo shoot for X and the next minute I'm doing this. And the next minute I'm working in a charity shop in Wallsend High Street. And you say, they could not be lovelier to me.
Everyone in the place where I do my community service is so lovely and treats us no differently than they would anyone else. Half of them don't know who I am, which is brilliant. You know what I mean? I would hate to go in there and anyone think I had like a silver spoon in my mouth or I wanted to be treated differently. I don't. I've done something wrong and I've known there's consequences for that. I just want to get my head down and do it.
It must have been hard conducting a relationship with Ricky on screen. Breaking up must have been even harder. How the devil does someone like you deal with that?
It was hard. I think relationships are tough anyway. With the added pressure.
Was it a real relationship?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I know there's lots of people have showmances and things like that, but I couldn't, I haven't got the patience for anything like that. If I want something, I go and get it. I'm very passionate. And everything with Ricky was genuine and real.
He's currently in Celebrity Big Brother, and I actually saw it last night, and he was quite rude about you on his entrance tape. What does that make you feel? Because he called their your engagement the worst relationship of his life. Isn't that, to me, that would be like a knife through the heart.
Oh, bless you. Are you a bit sensitive?
Yeah. Yes. But then so are you. Don't you give me that rubbish.
I know. I give it this hard girl routine.
You do.
But I am a very sensitive and emotional person.
You are a Scorpio and your waters run very deep, woman.
Yeah. Underneath this hardened exterior is it just a little girl who, I suppose, something like that should hurt and should shake to me very core. But the thing is, it's true. He's got every right to say something like that because it wasn't a nice relationship. I feel as though I completely concur with that statement. It was horrible. I mean, I'd love to say it was probably worse for me, but then I would just get into be a bit catty.
Can we just be catty for a second? Because, right, last night he said that he wouldn't want actor Gary Busey to be a role model for his kids, as Gary Busey is disgusting. Hello?
I think that's a very bold statement from someone who has done the things that he's done. I mean, I don't know what it's like to be in Big Brother at all. I can imagine it's a pressure cooker, and I can imagine that you sort of forget there are people watching. Ricky's never been the brightest star in the sky, and I don't believe he would have thought that statement through at all. If he had, he would have realised how hypocritical it sounded.
Is it fair to say that the ladies on Geordie Shore get a hard time? I mean, the men are egged on, they're slapped on the back for being womanizers. I hate that macho culture. But you girls get a hard time. Oh, bunch of sluts. Oh, this. Oh, that.
It's very fair to say that there's a massive double standard when it comes to Geordie Shore. But I don't think that stops at Geordie Shore. You know what I mean? Lads who go out and sleep around, exactly like you say, are given high fives. They're called ultimate lads. And it is a terrible culture. But yet, girls who go out and enjoy promiscuous lifestyle or something along those lines are called slappers or slags or whatever. Mm. And I think it's terrible.
And talking to people yesterday, and you and I were talking about it during the songs, there's a lot of judgments made about bad language, having sex on TV, be it you, be it Charlotte, be it whatever. And you and I know it's not ladylike. It's probably got you a nice house.
I am who I am. Do you know what I mean? Whether I was on the telly or whether I was on the radio or whether I was just a normal person working in M&S, I would be behaving this way.
This is you.
This is me. And whether you like it or not, it's not going to change. If you have seriously got so much of a problem with it, turn over, change the channel.
What do you say to people who think Geordie Shore's given the city a bad rep? You know, people in London going, oh, God, they're all like that.
Well, I would say we never endeavoured to be an entire representation of the North East. Not for one single second did we say this is how every person in Newcastle behaves. But at the same time, to all these people saying that nobody in Newcastle is anything like this, how dare we? Go out. Go to the Diamond Strip on a Saturday night and tell me you don't see loads of police, or tell me you don't see girls rowing, or tell me you don't see drunken people just having a laugh. Mm. That is what we are doing, and it's happening everywhere, not just in Newcastle, but all over the country, all over the world. So climb down off your high horse and calm your passions.
I love you. And is life good now? Are you happy and complete and calmer? I mean, I know you're Katie Cole's guilty pleasure sitting next to you.
Hello. Yeah, I am. I'm in a much better place. I'm much happier. I've discovered a lot of things that help me deal with the stresses and pressures of my new life. Exercise, you know what I mean? Talking more, being a better communicator. I think anyone would struggle to think I couldn't express myself correctly, but when it comes to my emotions, I did used to struggle. I've also got a lovely boyfriend who makes me very happy.
And is he not in television?
He's not in television, and he's not in Newcastle.
Oh.
I know.
Is he a footballer?
He's not. Jonathan, he's a butcher.
Really?
Well, a butcher / ice hockey player. He's got a bit of an edge.
Oh, good for you.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. If it all went away tomorrow, what would you do?
At least I'd done it. At least I'd tried it. at least I'd gave it a go. And I think I could rest easy in my knowledge of that. I could happily go back to sort of doing something else that made us happy. But at least I'd given this my best shot.
Vicky Pattinson from Geordie Shore, it's lovely to see you. And I like you.
I like you too.